Welcome to the Mama Bear Podcast. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Mama Bear Podcast, like our Facebook page, The Mama Bear Podcast, email us at mamabearpodcast@gmail.com for all your submissions, or you can visit our website, mamabearpodcast.com. Do us a solid and screenshot the show while you're listening so we can see that you're listening and you can share with your mama friends. Remember to tag us. Let's start the show. Welcome, guys.
Hello. Good morning. Good evening.
Good afternoon. Mm-hmm. Good midday.
McDonald's. Good McDonald's.
And McDusk. Welcome to another episode of the Mama Bear Podcast.
We're back.
We're back. A lot has gone on with us since the last time we've recorded. So yes. This one's actually going to be an on-time, real life.
Yeah, this is a real one.
When we're putting this out, these things are really happening. It's not like November. You know how we do. But, yeah, I'm Brashe.
I'm Vanessa.
And, Vanessa.
Mm-hmm.
And, let's see. First, we're going to start out with a shout-out. So,
who are we shouting out today?
We're going to shout out me.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, life threw me major curveballs last year.
Let's recap.
Oh, gosh. Everything. Having a baby at the end of 2017. Baby father getting locked up.
Mm-hmm.
February 9th, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
I changed jobs because of my schedule and not having his dad around in June of 2018. That job was terrible. Like, terrible, terrible, terrible. His dad gets out of jail, but he's, you know, in New York where he lives in December 2018,
mm-hmm.
like 13, 14, 15. And then at the end of 2018, December 27th, exactly, my job let me go.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that.
Catch you guys up. 365 days worth.
Right. All of that happened. So, when I got let go from my job, if you listen to, I think, the New Year's episode that we did, New Year, New whatever
yeah,
it was uh-huh. titled, you can hear that I am just not bothered by, like, losing my job at all.
Yeah, I was surprised, but yeah.
Yeah, like, it's something that will shake up a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's something that shook me up before. I've been through this. I got let go of a job due to layoffs when I was 23. And a lot of my work anxiety comes mm-hmm. from that.
Okay.
So for me to be calm this time is a testament, one, to just being over that job.
Okay.
And two, like, I really believe in what I'm about to do next. Okay. Because that work anxiety is real. I'll get into the job, but okay. The work anxiety, how that affected me was I never thought that anything that I was doing was good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. it came with imposter syndrome from being the only black girl in an all white team, yeah. mostly Jewish, men and women, Jew, whatever, like team and advertising and just being the outlier. And then your work not being good enough. So racially,
or they feel like it's not good
right.
enough.
They feel like it's not good enough. Or you know your work is good enough, but they are nitpicking at it because of who you are.
Okay.
So
I got you.
And then after that, trying my hardest, being let go. So that was my first job. And I've been carrying that with me throughout.
Through everything else.
So okay. I wasn't really worried about losing my job. And I started my business. So if you've been listening, you know that I started a virtual assistant business
mm-hmm.
Back in, I mean,
December,
I guess you can say I started it. January, I got my first client. February, I got my second client. And I am working on a third.
Yes.
I'm not going to get into too much about, you know, who my clients are, because I'm just not going to do that.
And it's still new.
It's new, and let's say that they're people that, you know, my peers as far as who I know, but they're doing things that, a couple of them are doing things that eventually, like, they could become pretty popular.
Okay.
You know? And I just want to keep their privacy, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to say, like, what I mean, I do social media and all that, but
that's
like,
all
I do.
Really,
I did a press release, you know, for someone, you know, yeah, those things like that, but I'm not going to get into, like, what
who
projects
they are
and things I'm working on. But yeah, so my shout out is for me stepping out.
Very good.
Doing the business, yes, not just saying I want to do this. I'm actually doing this. I'm making money from something that I started myself.
And something you're good at.
And something that I'm good at that I didn't realize I was good at. I'm just like, I can do this for people. Mm-hmm. But now I'm saying, oh, maybe I am good at this.
Right.
Let's see. Next, I got a break.
Yes, you did.
I got a full month break for my son. All February, he was with his dad. So I got a break from the hustle and bustle of motherhood. And y'all know, listening to past episodes, y'all know how I felt about motherhood. If you don't know, I don't really like being a mom at all. But I love my son. And having a break from him.
You missed him?
I did miss him. I was worried I wouldn't know how to be a mom again.
Why?
Because I never had a break from it.
28 days.
Yeah, but it's like, am I going to be able to get back into the same routine? Is it like riding a bike? That's what I didn't know. Because I never had a chance to step away from the role that I assumed just randomly.
That's why all those 50-year-old moms, like when they hear a little kid go, Mom. Everybody turns around. It's like a bike.
Yeah.
You just go straight to it. It's like an instinct.
And now I know.
Yeah.
Now I know that it's not just me performing this duty.
No, it is
like, this
you.
Is who I am
yes.
now. Because
this is
I
your
was
new
able
normal.
To jump back in it. So that happened. Wonderful time by myself. Wonderful time for him to be up in New York. Yeah. And I just found out that I'm moving. So I am moving to these apartments that I've been on a wait list on for a while. And finally got through. And it is for an apartment with unbelievably lower rent than the market of the area.
Good Lord. Especially based on location.
And based on a location. Like, I am in the center of D.C., walking distance to downtown, right across the street from the metro, walking distance to two grocery stores, schools walking distance. Like, I'm going to feel like I'm in New York again, but I'm actually going to be home because I grew up in this area.
Right. Yeah.
I lived there until fourth grade. So I'm moving back home. All of my family is there. In walking distance. Like, this is life-changing for me being a single mom.
Yeah.
Moving down to where all of my support is. And it's going to be nothing for me to just walk my son to his grandfather's house.
Yeah.
Because he's four buildings down. You know?
Like, and, his great-grandmother's, like, around the corner.
And his great-grandmother is around the corner. You can't beat that at all. So, I'm really happy that after all of the things I went through last year, this year is starting to not make up for it, but it's turned around.
Yeah.
Things are turning around because they can't keep going down forever. It has to eventually
come
up.
Yeah.
That's life. And that's why I wasn't concerned too much when all that stuff was happening. Like, I had my breakdowns. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but you know, like, if you're at the bottom, the only way to go is up.
Exactly. And that's what kept me going.
Yeah.
That's what kept me going. But yeah, I'm my shout out today.
Yay.
Because I'm in the middle of trying to move, and I'm just happy about life circumstances.
That's good.
I haven't been happy about that in a while.
Yeah, that's good. I'm happy for you.
Thank you. And shout out to his dad for being, like, a really good dad.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And coming out and just being like, yep.
Like, he got out of jail and was like, all right.
What are we going to do?
Daddy duty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, gave him some time to readjust being yeah. home and all that before even bringing up. So when are you taking him? You know? But
so, you know, that baby we got? What right. you trying to do?
What you trying to do with it? And, you know, he stepped up to the plate when I really was feeling like I can't do this with him. I need you to help me out. He said, all right, he can come up. How long? At first, I said a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, you know what?
Do the full month.
Let's do the full month. And it was February, short month.
Yeah.
So technically, it was like 24 days. But still.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
That is a long time.
It's a long time. So.
Lennox and I never part.
You and me must never ever. Part.
We're together right now.
Mm-hmm. Man, man's chilling.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
But yeah, so next, the topic.
Ghetto.
I got this idea from
the ghetto.
Another podcast. A podcast called Jade and XD.
Okay.
Every now and then they do this where they pick random questions from this place. And they do it. But most times when they do it when they have a guest.
Okay.
So it's kind of like getting a guest opinion as well. But, I mean, you can get our opinion.
Our opinions are just as valid.
Yeah. So we're gonna do, it's called Six Brown Chicks. You probably have heard of it. Seen the ridiculous questions come down your timeline.
Good Lord, they're so garbage. I want them to be fake so badly.
Most of them have to be.
They're so ridiculous.
They have to be.
You hear Lennox.
So we're gonna go through like a few of them. I don't know how many. We're gonna go through them and see. You know, what would our takeaway be? Well, yeah, Six Brown Chicks, they have the mess every Wednesday or Thursday.
Oh, is that what it is? I feel like it's always on my timeline.
It's probably people always talking about it. So, first question. I have reason to believe my cousin's new baby isn't his at all. Do I tell him?
Yes.
If that's your good cousin.
If that is your good close cousin.
Your good cousin.
Yeah, because you know you got your good cousins.
Right. You like, you know the cousins.
Yeah, like
that y'all are cool with.
Like y'all got group beatings together and stuff. Those
exactly cousins. Because those group beatings bond you.
Exactly.
Like no other. It is.
It's family hazing.
Mm-hmm.
Then yeah, tell them. But if it's like. Technically just your cousin.
But y'all don't really speak. And, you know, y'all see each other at the family reunion every 2 years or 3 years or whatever. Then, like, I just, like, how do you segue into that conversation with them?
At that point, you just mind your business.
Yeah. And then it's, like, reason to believe. Like, you have to, what are your reasons? They have to be strong enough reasons
mm-hmm.
for you to come to your cousin. Like, hey, I don't feel like this baby is yours. Like, it can't be something like, oh, you know, we all got that same mole and the baby right. don't have a mole.
Because my cousins on my dad's side, when we were younger, we all had the same nose.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like saying, such and such baby don't have the such and such nose.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be somebody else's kid.
Right. That's not how that works.
All right. Genealogists exactly. and whoever else.
So
if that's your cool cousin and you got good facts.
Right. Please come with your receipts.
Then
please come with your documents. I need documentation.
Then you must pull up and let them know because you don't want your family to go through.
Yeah, because like that's anything, really that could end a marriage. That mm-hmm. could really affect this person's relationship with this child.
Mm-hmm.
And you going if it's off of speculation, then that's super whack on your part.
Right.
Like it has to be like.
And then you just being nosy.
And yeah, you being messy.
Business.
Super messy. I don't like that. But I do like when people come with their facts.
Right.
Not alternative facts, though.
So we are going to go to another one. They get crazier, y'all. That was nothing.
That was a lightweight? Okay.
That was a little sip of
little
tea.
Softball question.
Let's see. We're getting a little bit farther in. All right. He's a good black man, for real. Only problem. When he gets drunk,
he beats me.
No. He wets the bed right next to me. I've talked to him about it, but he denies and blames our puppy. Pup sleeps in her own bed. It's probably dry. What to do?
Oh, maybe the dog is getting up, peeing in the bed, and then getting back in her own bed. Maybe that's what's happening, but only when he's drunk. Not every night.
So the dog knows when he's drunk.
So maybe the dog is attracted to the smell of Hennessy White, and the dog gets in the bed, pees, and goes back to her own bed, because who sleeps in piss? Maybe that's what's happening.
That I let that man tell it. That's exactly what's
that's exactly what.
You know how it must feel for her to be home and realize, oh man, Jamal been out. He probably drinking with his friends.
Yeah,
he gonna come home. He gonna pee in his bed.
No, the dog is gonna pee in this bed.
Oh, the dog is about to pee in his bed.
Nah, but really though, my man should probably get that checked.
He should see a doctor.
Yeah,
you know,
a urologist. Urologist.
Because you can't hold
your
body fluids in.
Yeah, and like, why when he's drunk is he like passed out? And how often is he drinking?
Right, because it's happened more than once.
Right,
which means it was enough for you to realize it was a pattern of him being drunk
right
when it happens.
Right, at least two or three times.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, how often is this happening? I mean, there are a lot of issues here. Because, like, how much are you drinking? Because if she said throw up, it's like, okay. But, like, why are you drunk to the point where you are really, like,
peeing in the bed? just in a grown man. A grown man peeing in the bed because you got too drunk. You made that decision. If that's the cause.
Right. But it's not like he's peeing in the bed every night.
It's only week.
So he has to be like passed out.
What's her name? What name am I going to give her? Susan is at home.
Mm-hmm. Susan and Jamal?
Susan and Jamal.
Okay. Yeah. So that's this definitely sounds like that type of couple. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Because it's the only way that somebody going to put up with that.
I can't see it no other way.
And he's a good black man.
He's a good black man. She got the haircut and everything.
Uh-huh.
So Susan is at home with her haircut and highlights, waiting for Jamal to come home. He texts her, I'm out with the boys.
With the boys. Me and the boys at the bar.
Susan already knows what that means. She goes to put plastic on the bed.
Yuck.
She preps the bed.
Yuck. And nobody. Ew. I'm just trying
I couldn't
to,
be
I'm
with
just,
a man like that. It had to be a medical issue, and it's something that we're actively treating.
But you're not going to what you're not gonna do is to blame my dog.
Me and the dog will be out of here. Okay?
You can blame the dog really, all you want. I guess I don't understand. How? How are we doing this? Maybe when he's drunk. Like, you know how they say when you eat certain things, you have certain type of dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe when he drinks, he has those, like, using the bathroom dreams.
Maybe. If that's the case, don't drink.
Right.
Or go like, to sleep limit your naked dreams. In the bathtub. You know you're drunk. You know what's going to happen. Do something to prevent it from bothering
like,
me.
Right.
Don't bother me with your bed.
Exactly. And as someone who's been peed on in the bed.
And as someone who has peed on someone in the bed. Again, listen to one of our previous episodes. Either the Meet Vanessa or Meet Brichet.
It was one of them. Yeah, it was one of those episodes.
One of those.
Yeah, then you know it does not feel good.
No, and it doesn't feel good to know that you peed on somebody. And I couldn't Even at 12 years old, however old I was.
We weren't even that old.
No. We weren't?
No.
I thought it was like 12.
No, we were kind of young.
Well, maybe like 10. Let's say 10. Even at 10 years old, I knew this is something that you'd be embarrassed about and you don't want it to happen again.
Right.
But to be a grown man is like, the dog did it.
Meanwhile, Poopsie's just like, bruh.
Don't bring me in this room. I see the way you come in the house.
Reeking of the devil's nectar.
So I only pee in bed when you get drunk. Don't blame me.
Oh, gosh.
Who's he going to claw your face?
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. I think I would have to end that relationship.
Yeah.
Until he goes see he needs to seek medical help.
Yeah, definitely.
Like a sleep doctor or somebody. He needs help.
Let's see. Next one. All right. Dated crazy ex for 6 years.
Okay.
You know, while I got back on my feet. And married another woman after only 8.5 months. Hooked up with the crazy ex recently.
Of course she did.
And she's threatening to tell my wife out of spite.
Of course she is.
Why do females do this dumb shit?
Why do you all not keep your members in your pants when you're married to other people? That is the question. Why?
How to make her move on. You didn't move on.
You didn't move on. You came back into her life. You already have a wife.
You have a wife. You know she's crazy.
And you know she's crazy because crazy you didn't marry
her. Crazy to your standards. Right. Because you're the one calling her crazy.
And you know she's crazy because you didn't marry her.
And how do we know that she's really crazy? You could just be telling us that she's telling
maybe,
us that
obviously
she's crazy.
You're the crazy one because you went back to her.
Like, after 6 years, you didn't put a ring on it. Obviously, she wanted it if you're saying, you know, I got married to the next person.
Right.
And now, you go back to her and don't want to be with her. And right. She's mad.
But you knew that.
But she's the crazy one. Look, you need to check yourself.
I don't think she's crazy. I think
she's been hurt.
Right.
And we're only hearing that she's crazy from him who went back to her.
You went back to
if
her.
If she was so that crazy, you
would be
have
avoiding
done
her. Yeah. So this is I avoid my crazy ex.
This is another example of men trying to place blame on
yet again a woman. Between the man peeing in the bed and then this cheater blaming the ex. Like, no, it's you.
Y'all don't take responsibility for
why
anything.
Why do women do? No, why can you not keep your stuff to yourself?
Exactly. You wouldn't be in a situation, moved on and everything.
Yeah.
If you didn't go back.
Right. Exactly. It's not like she showed up to your house and inserted herself into your life.
Exactly.
You inserted yourself back into her space and into her life. You deserve everything you're getting. I don't
exactly.
care.
Exactly. I hope your wife finds out.
I hope your wife finds out. And I hope she takes you
before she becomes a second crazy because of the things that
you're
doing. I hope
she doesn't become
now.
Crazy. As a wife, I just hope she takes you for everything that you have, which is probably an Xbox and some holy draws because we know y'all
and
don't
it's
have nothing.
Always the ones that don't have anything.
Yeah, we know y'all be broke. We know y'all don't have nothing.
Like,
but let y'all tell y'all be on Twitter. We're the women that love a man for him and not what he got. What do y'all be gotten? What do y'all got?
What do y'all be gotten?
I'm trying to understand.
You know what's funny? That phrase, a Russian bot could tweet that out. And we would know it was a bot.
Yeah. What do y'all because oh, yeah.
Because they try to put all of
they be
the
like all
blood.
The ebonics. And it's like, what?
What
not
do y'all
realize,
be got?
Not realizing that ebonics definitely has rules.
It has rules to it.
We're off topic, but yes,
but
it does.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to go to the next one.
Wow, this is like... Men are trash.
Okay.
Hot garbage.
It is, and I didn't even mean to pick it that way, but it's a lot of that just on here.
They're so lame.
My son's father was found not guilty for a string of burglaries that happened in our housing complex.
All right.
At his welcome home party, mm-hmm. he revealed that he did the crime with his grandma.
she carries the Glock.
The GG stand for gangster granny.
She carries the Glock and warns she'll smoke me if I snitch. How to escape them.
Snitches get bullet holes.
You had to have known that his family was into some stuff. You yeah. don't have a burglarizing grandma, grandson, duo without it being some type of sign.
Right. And
so, you knew that family was for you or not when you had that baby.
You knew it before you had that baby.
Exactly. So they just realer than you thought they were.
Is that real?
I mean,
how but keeping real. It real goes wrong.
Yeah. That's her.
I think it's real. Just
how to escape
this. I mean, but if it's in her housing complex too, she probably just as hood as they are. Maybe not to that extent, but like,
right, that's what I'm saying.
You probably know that.
You knew that they were up to something.
Yes.
You just didn't know what.
Right, right, right.
Until you were threatened with losing your son's father to jail because he got off or whatever. Found not guilty, so there was a trial and everything. You went through a lot. Just to find out that he...
For my life.
There's really girls out there in chains, locking them up. They got chains on their wrist. I tell you, that breakdown was...
Oh, gosh. And the Academy goes to...
He gets a Razzie. He doesn't even get a real award. Because everyone saw through that.
I'm fighting for my life. That's probably what he was doing in the court.
And Gail was just like, Robert.
Robert.
That sounds like me talking to Zakari.
Mm-hmm. Lennox.
Zakari. Stop. Like, that's exactly how she treated him. But, again, off topic.
Yeah, but no.
She needs to move away.
But she has a kid with him.
And that's the thing.
I mean...
You better find out how to be a part of the family business, girl.
No, because then the baby won't have any parents. Everybody gonna be in jail.
Still may not happen. I mean, still may happen.
Oh, yeah, because Granny might smoke her.
Granny might smoke her. Dad's gonna get locked up.
Oh, my gosh.
Then Granny gonna take care of the baby. And then it's
they
a cycle.
They really gonna be burglarizing then.
Exactly. Having people, they gonna have a little baby helping people with their groceries in the house and then scouting out the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Just criminal enterprise.
How do I get out? You might have to get a restraining order. Yeah. Like in a different part of town.
Right.
So that the baby can still see his dad if need be.
Right.
But then like do you
and say that, you know, I got a job. I need to have, you know, housing closer to this job.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stay with Uncle so-and-so, Aunt so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
And... Little Sean Kim. Is coming.
Little
Sean is coming to stay with me because, you know, there's better school districts out there.
Sure.
You can try to
ease your
way out, maybe.
Do you really think, like, the burglarizing father and granny want the baby? I doubt it.
That's true.
They're not going to, like, fight her for it, but.
But you never know. It sometimes.
Just to be spiteful.
Just to be spiteful because you're trying to do something else. Mm. We're going to use the baby to hold you down.
All right, well, if you're going to do that, then I'm going to tell everybody that you really stole.
But then Granny going to smoke you.
Nah, then Granny going to go to jail. Just because you owe, you can still go to jail.
That's true. Yeah, a lot of
he can't, though, because they've already found him not guilty. He wasn't acquitted. He was found not guilty. Now, that's actual double jeopardy.
Right.
Not like what Robert Kelly was screaming in his interview. You can't double jeopardy me.
I was acquitted. I beat my case. That's double jeopardy.
You can't double jeopardy me?
That's not what it means, Robert. You can't be tried for the same thing if you got off.
Right.
Meaning found not guilty. I don't know how that works with acquittals.
I don't either.
But I believe it's when you're found not guilty right. only.
So like this guy, son, kid's father can't get in trouble, but Granny can go to jail.
Right.
And she out here threatening me, talking about she gonna smoke me.
You gotta get it recorded.
Or text, you know, or something. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta get your evidence and then get away, girl.
Ugh.
All right.
Ooh, Chalet the ghetto.
I'm so glad I don't have those problems.
I just don't either.
All right, I got another one that doesn't have to do with a man.
Oh, God, thank you.
Well, actually, it does.
Of course it does.
Oh, all right, this shows you men of all types ain't worth a shiny, dusty penny. I was born a woman, but I've made a flawless transformation to male with steroids.
Flawless?
I wear a strap-on at all times.
Okay.
My current...
Even in the shower?
I'm thinking, what if you at the mall or something? You gotta go to the bathroom. You gotta just maneuver that all around. I guess.
But then you go to the men's room. But do you just go to the stall? I have a lot of questions. Okay, keep going. All right.
All right. My current girl doesn't know my strap isn't real. A dummy. Sex in the dark.
A dummy.
But recently I caught my cycle. She saw the... But recently I caught my cycle. She saw that she thinks I'm dying of cancer.
Oh my God.
Help.
Help. No, help me. Nigga, help me. Help me understand. What?
Hold up.
Alright, so this person was born a woman.
Born a woman.
Has made a flawless transition to become a man. So this is a
passing trans man, you know, so to speak.
Right, right, right. But hasn't gone through the genital operation. Okay. What? Okay. That's not the confusing part, but the wearing the strap all the time. Which means like she's also wearing it on previous cycles. I don't know how long she's been with this girlfriend.
He has been with his girlfriend.
Like, what? Okay, let me address the girlfriend. Sis.
How can you not know?
How do you not know it's plastic? How do you not know? Unless you've only ever had plastic. Or none at all. That's the only thing I can think of. Because I feel like if you've ever had, like, an actual...
Then you would know.
You would know that there's a difference. And how it maneuvers. Like, it just...
Yeah.
It feels different. It's a difference. So I'm trying to understand.
So, she's stupid.
And, like, do they live together? I have a lot of other questions.
Because,
like, if you live with somebody, like, I see you naked.
All the time, you know?
Right, because showers, like, waking up, some, you know.
Like,
we sleep together, so.
Does he always have on boxers?
Right, or, like, some type of. Right, right, right. Because I could definitely see your neon colored strap on.
I will hope that it's at least.
Okay, flesh. I hope it's skin tone. That's
finesse.
True. That's true.
But even then, there are straps. You don't feel the straps.
You don't feel that? What do you think they are? Like those little sock harness from like the 1920s? What do you think is happening?
What do you think? Do you not touch everything during the act to know that there's a mechanism
what happens,
on this person?
Is there no... Well, what we do know, sis is not doing this. She's not giving that double handed.
Exactly.
We know that's not happening.
What if she like did it through the boxers? They didn't know.
No way. We are not in high school. We are not 15, 16 years old.
You could have found the right ones.
We are not 16 years old. There's no way that's happening.
I would hope not. But, okay, so to the topic at hand.
I had so many questions. I need
Sis
clarification.
Thinks her dude got cancer because there's blood.
And so he's either bleeding from his rectum or his penis, which, okay, I get. First of all, what? I feel like there were other things that I would jump to before cancer.
I would think a STD if it was the penis.
Right.
And then if it was the butt.
Something from the rectum.
I would think you had, like, you know, bloody stool.
Stool, you know, right. Or a kidney stone.
Yeah.
I wouldn't jump to cancer.
Maybe she's lost a lot of people to cancer.
Maybe she's... Well, she's clearly an idiot.
Clearly.
Because...
That's understood.
How have you not... Unless we've only been dating for like a week and a half, there's no way that you don't know that this is a strap-on.
Yeah, they don't say how long they were together.
I feel like they should.
So, for him, you need to tell her that, you know, what the deal is.
Yeah.
You should have been truthful from the beginning.
Right.
About...
And so people always have that conversation of, like, should trans people tell their partners if, you know, that they are trans? But I feel like this is a case where you should, because your genitalia don't match who you are passing off to be.
I feel
like... Or who you are identifying as.
One of the main reasons why you should, and again, I don't want to be insensitive.
Yeah.
But if I were the other person dealing with someone who was trans, I would want to know this information before being physical.
Okay.
Because now you're robbing me of a chance to agree to this situation.
Okay.
You know, and not in a transphobic way, but everybody don't want to be with every type of person.
Right.
You know, there are women who would not want to be in that situation with a trans man. There are men who don't want to be in that situation with a trans woman. The problem with them is that they kill them instead of just saying,
hey, I'm not interested in you. Thank you. Right. Though.
That's the
beautiful girl, great gowns. Exactly. But no, thank you.
Not my thing. Not my cup of tea. So
very true.
Ooh. So with him being a man, you have a better chance of that conversation going by better.
I feel like this is where you should have been up front. Like, I agree with what you're saying, but especially because we are pre-op here.
Right.
So just be honest with me, you know, hey, you know, I'm currently transitioning, blah, blah, blah. Cool. Great.
And then you give that person the opportunity to agree to that.
Right. And then ask the questions they need to ask of, like, okay, so what, you know, how does this work? I feel like if I'm going into something like that with a partner, I'm going to want to know.
I would feel betrayed.
Yeah, like, why didn't you tell me that?
And even if I was cool, you know, cool with it, and
I still would feel betrayed.
I would still feel betrayed because you did not.
That's a big part of you. That's a big part of you.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you kind of left out. But people always compare it to, like, well, if I go through, like, a legal name change, I don't say, hey, yeah, my name used to be John, but I go by Vanessa now.
But your name can't do me. I'm not my name your name on my genitals.
That's true.
But I'm giving you access to my body now. Or,
like, assuming
now.
That you are, like, what if I want to get pregnant and all this time I've been...
Exactly.
Assuming, like, that you were
born male. And that is a different level of betrayal. You get too far into it.
Right, because then if you never... Or, like, this situation, like, you're now so far deep into this story that you kind of... Well, not even the story, but just, like, the omission. And it's like, oh, wait, what do I say?
Like, you're still having periods. My guy, you need...
My guy.
You need to handle that first. Like,
right.
Either I feel handle like your transition, and then you cannot so tell anybody. I don't know. Or deal with people and be upfront about who you are.
Yeah. Right. What?
So you should definitely just tell her the truth. You're going to have to tell her
the truth. So that she doesn't call them Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Exactly.
Like, my lord.
Because you're trans. Well, she doesn't know you're trans. I'll say, if you're trans, then it's newsworthy. You know, she's helping, whatever.
Yeah.
If you really had cancer. But she thinks that
She thinks you're like severely sick and you're not.
She probably looked it up on WebMD.
I was like, oh my God, a bleeding rectum or.
My boyfriend has this symptom and it says he has rectal cancer.
I'm sure that's probably like.
And now they got this girl worried. Susan is worried. Again? About the Susan and Jamal.
Oh my gosh, on difference. We gotta come up with a different name, girl. Starkeisha.
Lord.
Where are they now?
Starkeisha and Marvin.
Yep.
So, Marvin, you need to let
Starkeisha know. You gotta let Starkeisha know.
ASAP. Apologize and be understanding if she does not want to be with you.
Right.
For the fact that you lied and for the fact that you're trans. You have to be okay with that.
The part that he's trans kind of sucks.
Yeah. But he would have gone through that rejection earlier.
That's true. Before you were attached. Before you were physically intimate.
They were attached. Like, you lie. That's a lie to me.
Right. Yes.
Like, that's like if I could turn off being black and presented myself as yeah. one way, you yeah. know, as a chameleon, and then all of a sudden, like, I'm black.
Yeah.
And then I turn my blackness back on. It's like, well, you weren't telling me who you really were.
Yeah. And then I allowed you into my space, assuming that you were this different type of person. But then we would be calling that person all types of racist and blah, blah, blah. And then we would call this girl transphobic if she's like, yo, I don't want to be with you now.
But I wouldn't call that person racist because I would see it as you didn't tell me who you were. So now this person who just revealed this new identity mm-hmm. to me, you're a stranger.
That's true.
I don't know okay. you. To me, it wouldn't be a skin thing.
Okay.
Like, why they would feel that way. It's like, oh my God, you're black.
You just told me a lie.
You completely omitted.
Yeah, a large part of who you are.
One of the major parts of who you are.
Yeah, and this is a major part. Because
that's your
like, you literally still have a vagina.
Identity. Like, identity. Because that's what you're presenting to the world.
Yeah.
Who you really are.
And it's like, and in this case, what you're presenting to the world is a man. But now in our intimate setting, though.
Right. You have female parts.
Right.
I would need to know that. So,
right.
Yeah. You gotta tell her.
Gosh. Again, she probably didn't call your mama.
Here we go. Men not stepping up.
Yep.
And just doing what you need to do. You're making the situation worse. All right. We're going to pick one last one.
Oh, God. Make it good. Make it good.
Let's see what else we got.
It's always a mess. These people cannot possibly be this dumb. I know I say that all the time, but they really can't. The only normal question was the one about the cousin.
Right. So I got one. Okay, I'm going to have you choose.
Okay.
It's either... one about someone taking their girlfriend's virginity but ended up with gonorrhea.
Okay.
Or.
Oh, Lord.
Or. The person who is a. How can I say it without giving away the whole thing? So, the person whose partner
mm-hmm.
is cheating on them and they live together. So, we have that one.
Cheating or the STD?
Or the STD.
Do the cheating.
Cheating, okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's been acting shadier than usual. So I checked his DMs and he's been communicating with his ex. He said that he wanted to leave me, but can't since that bitch, me, pays the rent. I've decided to stop paying rent to get both evicted. Good girl. I guess it should say us
both. Both of us. Uh-huh.
What else to do to hurt him? Like,
oh, girl.
Girl. First of all, your priorities are out of whack. You already about to get y'all evicted. You should be worried about, okay,
finding the next, your next place.
Now that I have,
like,
messed up our credits.
Yes, both of our credits.
You know, both of our credits. What's my next move? You've done what you could do to hurt him. Move on.
Even though I do love a petty queen, petty's the point where you bring yourself down.
When petty, when your
petty always comes before
comes fall. Back to bite you as well, it's no longer petty. It's just dumb.
It's stupid. Yeah.
It, you're just being dumb. So, what you should do is stop worrying about trying to hurt him even more.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. And just be done. Like, y'all about to be evicted and just be out. And I'm sure he's probably not looking at any of the notices from the leasing office.
Right. Like, you're probably the one that gets all the notices. So now you got to make him read it.
I wouldn't even make him read it.
Well, yeah, not make him read it.
Like, I would, it would be.
He
I would
wouldn't
just,
know.
Yeah.
You just take the notices and he would not know that.
I guess what I would do is, like, I know the day they're going to kick me out. Because they let you know. Like, hey, if it's not paid by this day, we're going to be moving your stuff out.
But if she takes that, too, he will not know. And she could just dip.
She could just dip.
And then he'll be
she could,
there.
Like, be like, oh, like, let me take off from work this day. Mm-hmm. And have her moving truck, get her stuff when they put her stuff outside. And just be out.
And he just happened to come home to an evicted
What I
apartment.
Would do, though, is when they put my stuff outside, I'll take his stuff, too. So then he comes home to absolutely nothing. Because you know people be stealing when people be getting evicted.
Of course. There's been two evictions outside of our apartment since I lived here. It's really sad to come home and see somebody's stuff just outside.
Outside. And people rummaging through it. That's the part I hate.
Yeah, and I thank God I did not see that out here. You know, they came to get their stuff with, like, a moving truck.
Yeah.
Or eventually whoever comes to get it gets it. But in D.C., definitely saw that.
Yes, all the time.
It's like, oh, somebody got evicted? Let me go through and see what they got.
That's so horrible.
But that's do other places do that?
Yeah. Put your stuff out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But some places don't.
Yes, they evacuate your premise. That's crazy, but that's what I would do. Take all of his stuff. I'm like, dang, bro, dang, yeah, they stole my stuff too.
I mean, leaving with one of everything.
One of each shoe.
One spoon, one knife, one fork.
Oh gosh.
One shoe
and toothbrush.
Mm-hmm.
So you can brush your funky teeth, your dirty mouth. But yeah, no, I wouldn't think of anything else to hurt him, because why?
Yeah, you're doing a really big thing here.
It's massive. Like,
dedicated petty. Like,
I
couldn't stick to something that I couldn't hurt myself to hurt somebody else.
Yeah, no. I'm trying to think of what she could have done.
Oh, she could have done a lot. Because y'all live together. You could be extra pet.
Like, I love pet. Yeah.
You could change the locks to the bedroom door.
You could do that.
And always lock the door so he can't get in, and then lock it when you're in there so he has no choice but to be outside.
You could do that.
And, like, I mean, if you had even if you had a bathroom in your room, you got to figure out how to take his showers and stuff.
Yeah, like, I just thought there are other things that you could do.
You
could take one out of my mom's handbook and not buy food.
Mm-hmm. You could just stop doing.
It, like, literally starve him out.
Mm-hmm.
I got that one from my mother. She's good. This was old. This was from, like, the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
She did that with my father all the time.
That's smart.
God, it was great. My grandmother would feed me. So that's how I ate.
We need to talk to that generation more.
God, they're so good.
They had, because
without the internet, they were
exactly
so good.
You had to be creative.
Yes.
I was like, let me go into his page. And
no.
Let me see what he got
going. No.
No. You know, sis.
My mother starved him out. Because it was like a money thing because he was on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'm not buying any food. And finally his money came. And I remember going to the grocery store and having two carts worth of food. She starved him out.
So starved him to the point where he bought food.
Right.
Okay.
Because he was waiting for money because he was, like, using it on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm not, you're using our money for drugs. I'm not buying food for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so my grandma was like, I'll feed the baby.
Mm-hmm.
I was not a baby. I was a kid because I remember.
Yeah. So what did your, how did your mom eat?
At work.
Oh.
At work.
She didn't even bring, like, takeout home?
Nope.
For herself?
Nope.
So she just had no food in the house. Like, you were not even going to see me eat.
Nope. Like, eat at the house of prayer, eat at work, eat at my grandma's house.
Yo, that's tight.
Petty.
How long did it go on?
I have no idea.
Dang.
Now, I can't think of how long it went, but she was like, I starved him. I didn't care. Because, like, pretty much you were taking food out of my mouth.
Yeah, so I'm going to take the food out of
you. Literally. I will literally. Because
this is where we'll be. You keep
literally.
Doing what you do.
Literally. Yep.
That's what's up.
Yeah, because then I remember going to the store with him, and we had to, like, push both the carts from that giant on O Street.
Yeah.
So around to the apartment and walk the stuff back to.
Yeah, back to the grocery
mm-hmm.
store. That's about to be my store again.
Yeah. That's where we
were. Oh, gentrified store.
I know, it is.
Parking garage.
I know, I saw it with, like, hotels around it. It's really weird. I want the crackheads back in the parking lot.
Because you knew them. There was this one guy who would always be in there, and he would pick his scabs and his neck and head and eat it. And he scared me.
Dude.
That is something that, even though I grew up well,
it's a part of our city.
It's a part of our city, and it's something that white kids, they don't see.
They don't.
Unless, I mean, it's meth head or whatever, but even that's still segregated in their
Yeah,
lives.
No, that's definitely segregated.
Like, we could be well off and still see that.
Yes.
You know? Whereas they can be sheltered their whole life from seeing anything.
And they usually are.
Like that. Right.
That's why they cling to, like, other things. But, yeah.
God.
Yeah, I would have done that, like, starved him. Or, like you said, changed the locks.
Mm-hmm.
Just
put his stuff out.
Literally put his stuff out.
You if you're paying the rent, yourself, girl.
Yeah, if you're paying the rent anyway, like, what is he there for? Put his stuff out.
And be like, you just shot your credit down to the ground because as someone who worked in that industry, you will easily get denied for having an eviction
on your record. Recent eviction.
Especially a recent eviction. Ain't no, well, let me tell you what I was just trying to.
Yeah, but because I'm really
get us out of there because he cheated on me.
And he didn't even. I mean, okay, I guess he cheated.
So you will but not pay us did, our money because is that of even you're cheating? Going through in your relationship?
Is that even cheating? It's disrespectful, yes. It's 100% disrespectful, but is that actually cheating?
What did it say again? It was communicating in the DMs?
With his ex and saying that he wished they were together and or whatever. I don't know that part. I think I may have added that part in there. He was definitely talking to his ex and saying the
right. Only reason. Is he cheating or venting? Could sound like he's just venting.
And the only reason he can't leave is because you pay the rent.
Right. He could just be talking to a friend because he don't like your crazy.
You might actually be crazy.
You're the crazy one.
You are definitely the problem. So it's like, is he actually cheating?
Right.
Because it'd be different if, like, oh, I went through his DMs and I saw pictures of naked women and him telling a woman he's coming over.
I went through his DMs and he was telling his ex that he loves me. Like, that's
literally what you said. Not like, oh, he loves her, he wishes they were back together, and their relationship was the best relationship he's ever had. Like, no, you didn't say any of that.
Mm-mm. He just said he wants to leave you. He didn't but say he wanted to be with the next girl.
Or her.
Right.
He's talking to her because she's comfortable with her.
And, of course, he can't talk to you because you're someone who will put an eviction on your record just to get both of y'all kicked out.
To hurt him.
To supposedly hurt him.
He's going to be like, great,
now our credit's messed up. His credit's probably like a 420 anyway. I mean, he...
I would feel away if my credit got down to the 600. I shudder.
I'm just saying, like... So, he probably don't care anyway.
Right.
I just...
How y'all get an apartment?
Yeah, both of their names on the lease, I'm assuming.
Well, yeah, assuming if they're both getting an eviction.
I don't know. I think she's an idiot, though.
Definitely.
Girl, y'all, you know what you new girls lack? Creativity.
Yeah, that starve out thing is gold.
Girl, that's...
That needs to be put into a movie, a Tyler Perry film.
I've never seen anything like it. I low-key probably had a dysfunctional child, but I think I compartmentalized it.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it. Like, when I talk about it as an adult, and I'm like, those things are definitely not normal.
I was watching Marriage Bootcamp Hip Hop, mm-hmm. right?
Of course you were.
I was watching Love and Hip Hop. Okay. It's all Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah.
So anyway, they had an episode where they were speaking about some of their past traumas.
Mm-hmm.
And one girl got raped before. One dude saw his cousin shot in front of his face.
Okay.
He was right there. Somebody else, dad didn't want them. Or no, the mom didn't want them. Whoever. And then Lil Fizz, who's on there.
I like
talking this. About everybody thought he was going. Well, I thought he was going to say. Getting raped in my group because, you know, B2K.
Yeah.
I had the issues. But no, he said his regret was not being able to do basketball. Instead, he had to do singing. No, you regret singing because you were getting raped. But right. Anyway. So.
If maybe not him, you knew that somebody in your group was.
Right. And.
Which is still traumatizing.
Exactly. And that's why you can't even talk about it. But anyway, they brought up the past traumas and how it, like, relates to them now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing. Like, you start thinking, and they had a child come out to kind of read their story, like, mini them.
Oh.
Like, I saw my mommy. She was sad. Her boyfriend hurts her, and it makes me sad, and I cry at night. So, like, they would say something uh-huh. like that, and then they would, you know, at that point know who mini me that was.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really, you know, good exercise, I think. And it just goes to show, like, when you're going through it as a little kid, you don't realize mm-mm. that this is something that's gonna traumatize and trigger
me
as an adult.
Yeah.
You're just going through it.
Especially if it's not something that necessarily hurts you.
Right. You're just going through it. You're watching and seeing what's going on.
Right.
And then as an adult, those instances come up in numerous ways that you don't realize.
Yes, they do. Yes.
And that's what therapy's for.
And that's literally what it's for.
Yes.
And because the older I get, the more I realize, like, I do these things because
mm-hmm.
I have seen the crowned queen of petty
mm-hmm.
work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, but I'm not dealing with what she was dealing with. So I really don't have to do these things.
I mean, everyone has their
but it was
breaking
like,
point and what they
girl.
Were
accept.
So your petty may come out because of different things and whatever the case. But the petty is there.
Oh, man.
I haven't been with someone enough for the petty to come out.
Yeah. Sometimes it's not necessary.
They always deserve it.
They do. But now we have to be creative. We can't just going through phones. Ugh, girls.
That's nothing.
That's amateur stuff. We were doing that in high school.
True.
It's too easy. Starve these whores out.
So that's the end of Six Brown Mamas. And we're going to kind of speed through this.
Okay.
Timeout chair this week.
Me, myself, and I.
Okay, why are you putting yourself in timeout?
Because, like, I am very on top of, I'm usually very on top of, like, cleaning, cooking, and
literally everybody's everything in my house. But I just haven't. I'm just not. I don't care. It's also March, and I celebrate me the entire month of March. 31 full days of me at minimum. Probably carries over till April. And since March started, I'm like, I don't care. Like, y'all need to cater to me. Lennox need to cook. Like,
he needs to be trying.
He needs to earn his
keep. He puts himself in the oven. He's trying to give you a good meal. And you be blocking my man's dreams.
He will be good. He probably tastes like lamb. Look at him.
Speaking of oxtail.
He's like a baby. Because
he's brown.
Maybe some veal. Some veal. Like a veal sandwich. It's a baby. So it's nice and tender. But I just haven't. I don't care. Like, I woke up this morning. I was like, wow, Lennox, I don't have anything for him to eat for breakfast. So I had to go out and get him something.
It be like that, especially because you said you're normally everything.
Yeah, I.
You know, you're normally everything.
I'm on everyone else's, like, I know everyone else's schedule and what everyone else does and eats and what they don't eat.
So sometimes being that person,
and I don't care.
It's exhausting.
It is.
You deserve a break.
I'm like, I really don't care. Don't ask me. And there's another person in my house that always asks me what am I going to eat. I'm like, nothing.
I'll figure it out.
And if I don't eat, I don't care. As long as Lennox eats, which he does with my grandmother, make sure he has more than enough food. I don't need anything. But I'm just tired, so.
Yeah, because you need to regroup.
I'm like,
when you've been running and moving at warp speed, doing everything, you gotta sometimes sit down for a second, not do anything before you go back to doing everything. Because eventually,
that's true.
You'll go back to the grocery store. You'll do this.
Yeah, I'm going to because I have to. It's more expensive when I don't. Because exactly. I'm like ordering out, which I don't really like to do.
And think about it like this: you're recharging your battery. Sometimes you got to do nothing so you can do everything.
This is true. And, like, March in the teaching world is the worst month ever.
Because y'all are pushing towards spring break.
Pushing towards spring break and towards testing. And there are no holidays in March.
Yep. There are no holidays from President's Day to
Memorial Day. I know that's, like, in the real workforce.
Yeah, I mean, but teachers, you have spring break in there. But still, it's a hard time. It's just a hard
season. Yeah, so we go the whole month of March, and then...
Because think about it.
Gosh, it's
horrible. In the span of a year, January to December, summertime is already, like, fun time. Because things going on, people are more active, it's nice outside. Fall, people are still high on that summertime. They want to still be out, and it's cool and everything.
You have your cute little clothes on.
Cute clothes. You got holidays in there. You got Labor Day. You have
Halloween, even though it's not like a holiday, but it's like fun.
Then you got Thanksgiving, going into Christmas and New Year's. Like, the holidays start coming.
And there's fun and eating.
Yeah, and family and all that. This time of the year, we're coming off the heels of winter. It's still cold outside.
It's still dark until forever.
Exactly. Like, well, today we spring forward.
Yeah, we did it go forward already?
It will next.
Like an hour or so.
So this is just that time of the year. We don't have a lot of holidays. We're coming off the holiday. It was our January's already rough because we're hungover from December.
Yes, and still fat.
In February, it's like, okay, Black History Month. We get into some fun for the year. March
for
is
the
like,
blacks.
Yeah, for the blacks.
And except if you read the news, because I'm like, there were way too many slave auctions and runaway slave games for this month of February. I want a do-over.
Every Black History Month has been trash lately.
This February, I'm like, what?
Jesse.
Oh, girl.
We didn't even talk about Jesse.
I can't. Girl.
I'm going to give a quick how I feel about that. And sorry this is going on forever, but we haven't recorded in a long time, so therefore we haven't talked in a long time.
Jesus, Jesse.
I'm just going to say this. I didn't say anything on social media when it first hit.
Nothing.
I saw all of the Pray for Jesse's, and I was like, man, that's crazy. Found out more about what happened, and I was like, that's too crazy. Like, and that's how I felt about it. Didn't know if he did it or not, but mm-mm. I was like, I got doubts just based on the logistics of the story. There, yeah. Chicago had an Arctic freeze that time of the year.
It was also like 2 a.m.
2 a.m.
Who goes to Subway? Freaking Subway sandwiches at 2 a.m.?
And if you
that's do not a high Subway, or a junk food.
No, it's not. It's I'm out.
I'm out, and that's literally the only thing open. Like, you left your apartment to go get that. And if Subway
is open, I'm sure that there were other choices. But, okay.
Literally, whatever. Like a McDonald's or a Dunkin' Donuts.
Let's just say Subway was right there across the street, down the street, whatever. Okay. It's still below freezing. This is when Chicago was, like, negative 40 degrees.
Yeah, when they were, yeah.
So you're outside in this mess.
In the dead of night.
In the dead of night.
By yourself.
And, okay, but these guys attack you, okay? But they yell that Empire, get that Empire nigga, that faggot nigga, whatever they say. They say that. They have a noose. They have on MAGA hats. They poured bleach on you. This is a lot. Or a chemical substance. Yeah. But this is just a lot. So I didn't say anything.
Yeah. It's like...
And the way that it was handled by the police and the media and all that, like...
That was also horrible.
Terrible. But it's a sign, I feel like it's a sign of the times. I feel like because he was so well-known, the police were just letting us know what they know.
Yeah.
Even if they had not investigated that into the it, which is the problem. The
fact that he went on freaking Good Morning America talking about he was the gay, the black gay Tupac.
I saw, it was, he said that, did he say that on Good Morning America?
Yeah, that's when he was talking to Robin Roberts.
Because so, he said that before in his first appearance after the attack. He was in a club and he was reading off these index cards. And the last thing he said, which looked like it was improvised, honestly, it did, because he said something like, and we're not going to give up, and we're not going to blah, 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 and just know that I fought back. Like, you're stressing that you fought back. Okay. I wouldn't expect you to not fight back, so why are you telling us? But he was like, I am the gay Tupac, and then he laughed. So I didn't know if it was a joke or not, but I'm like, even if you're joking, it's weird.
It's weird. It's not a joke. It's weird.
So I don't know. I still don't know if he did it or not. I just know not that he did it or not. I don't feel like I know what really happened out of all the stories that we've gotten. Whether he did it or not, I still don't feel like we know. So that stuff was just weird. But yeah, February was crazy. He had that going on, all this other stuff.
Robert being Robert. Chicago PD was really like, business was booming in Cook County.
They said R. Kelly, the first time he went to jail, they said R. Kelly didn't go to the bathroom at all, like number two, because he was there for like 3 days. And he didn't go to the bathroom until he got out. And the first place he stopped at was his cigar bar. And they said that he went to the bathroom. And he stayed in there a very long time.
I bet.
It's like, my friend. Or not. Like,
I bet. I bet you he did. Goodness gracious.
You gotta get your poop out, my friend.
I bet. Man, they're probably in that Cook County jail about to turn them into the Fighting Temptations. That jail.
They need one more person.
That jail gospel choir was...
In a sad
somebody
thing
tweeted
is,
was like, imagine you win the jail. Imagine you win the jail talent show every year. Now R. Kelly walk in. No blue ribbons for you. I'd be pissed. You're not, well, first of all, I'd be pissed.
Like, first of all, I had this on lock.
Mm-hmm.
And here come R. Kelly and Jussie.
You definitely not even number two. You not even the second most talented person in that jail. Wow.
And one of them can't even read.
But he can write a good song, though.
He can say a good song and somebody else writes it, yes.
And I ain't heard a song that he can't write or speak out loud.
And the thing is, when I thought back on it, It's like, yeah, his songs are really simple.
Which is why they're hits.
Exactly. He can't use big words. We saw how he spoke for real on that
interview.
Yikes. I'm fighting for my life.
Me too.
Running for my life, Lord.
That's how I feel when Lennox is in the bed kicking me.
Oh, you saw my IG story this morning, did you?
Yes. I'm fighting for my life.
So we gonna go to the Woosah.
I don't have a Woosah.
I'm just amazed and astonished that the human race is as dumb as we are.
Oh, God, that.
We don't know how to use things that we invent and that we've been eating for forever. Case in point, everyone knows the video went viral about how to really use a can opener.
Yo, that one really blew me.
If you haven't watched it, go watch it, Google it, how to use a can opener, like recent video, whatever. We've all been using it wrong. Okay, so that's one thing. Second thing, how to eat a pineapple. You think that's something we all may have variations on. Okay, I cut the top off.
Cut the bottom.
I cut the sides, the bottom, and then I core it, and then I do something. Mm-hmm. Pineapples peel, y'all. They peel.
Mm-hmm, like layers.
So if you take the leaves off the top and you're left with the actual hexagon looking shape things. Because a pineapple is really a bunch of berries fused.
It's berries. Together. Yeah, they are berries.
Which I wonder what they look like without being fused. I'll Google that later. But, because I'm just nosy. But they're fused together. So when you take the leaves off the top, or if you like slightly cut the top to get it started, you can pull on the hexagons and they pull right off of the core. So then they're bite sized.
Like little pineapple slices.
Little pineapple slices. Easy. Why are we so dumb as humans?
I also saw a video of this man putting butter on his popcorn in the movies. It's like, you know, like if they fill it all the way up, the butter doesn't get to like the middle or to the bottom. He put a straw in.
I saw that online.
And I was like, oh. And he was like, well, how do y'all do it? And I'm like, not like that.
You saw that in person?
No, he posted a video.
Oh, so what I would normally do, because I
hate do halfway.
That. Yeah. I have to fill it up halfway.
Yeah.
I'll go.
Uh-huh. Me too.
But the straw is ingenious.
Yeah. And that was smooth as the
straw. It should come with a straw.
A butter straw.
Yeah. But what people feel away that you had to... But then they could just put it on there now again. Because they used to put the butter on there for you back in the day.
Yeah, but then I like to put my own butter on mine.
But then you have to tell them, do it halfway.
That's what I always tell them halfway.
Right. But now they could just do it evenly throughout, no matter what. They just put a straw in there. We're stupid. We don't know how to
do anything.
So let's see. We're going to move on because I'm about to Google the pineapple, like pineapple berries. We're going to move on to the last segment, which is the Mama Bear self-care. Before I go into, because I have something written down. You have anything self-care-wise you want to spit to the people?
Mm-mm. What?
Nothing. Sometimes you need to stop and do nothing. Mm-mm. That is your self-care. That's what you're doing right now.
Am I caring? But I feel like, is it actually caring for yourself? Because then you end up like in a whirlwind of not doing anything.
It depends on how long you let it go.
Right. And I have to pull it together. Like, my house was in shambles.
You'll pull it together when you're ready to.
I pulled it together today.
Yeah.
I'm going to go grocery shopping in the morning.
And I was going to say that normally by 9:30, you're at the grocery store on a Saturday. You're up and you're out.
I'm up and out. I don't like
to. I don't do that.
Yeah, I like to be up. It's better.
It is better, but I don't like to do
it. It's better. Because I like to be back in my house.
That's true.
And I don't like to be cooking.
I don't like to leave the house.
So I like to be prepping and all of that stuff.
It's hard. I got food in there. I need to season and marinate and freeze and everything.
Yeah, I love all of that. That's fun.
But my, well, mine is.
God, this girl's so hideous.
Where?
I'll show you, and I'll tell you the backstory all as well.
Okay. T. Mm-hmm. So, mine is be intentional. You gotta move with intention. And everyone says that, right? Everyone says, you gotta be intentional in what you do.
What you say.
What you say. Like, okay, but how do you be intentional? Everyone tells you to do it, but right. No one tells you how to do it.
Maybe saying what you mean mm-hmm. and following up. Like, if it's a promise, following up with it or behind. I don't know how to say that. But how do you act intentionally?
Yeah.
Or with intention.
Right. Because I think to be intentional or act intentional is to always kind of like keep the reason of why you're doing it at the forefront.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Let that be your motivation. And like, let's say, like me, I started a business, right? Mm-hmm. Before the business started and I had clients and everything, I feel like I was working with intention. Like, I knew this is something that I wanted to do.
Okay. I'm doing all these things to get to this place.
Right. Nothing's going to stop me. I just need to figure out how I'm going to do this. But I'm going to do the work, meaning get my LLC. I'm going to make my website. I don't have nary client yet. I haven't figured out exactly what I'm going to do, but I'm working towards this because it has to be done with the intention that with each step, I'm going to get it done. Okay. I'm not just, okay, let me make a website.
Right, okay. Being just strategic, like, in how you move.
Right. Like, I knew I wanted to start the business. So and I knew things needed to be done. To get there. So with each step, I know I'm going to intentionally do something else after this right. That works towards that goal. And for me to go to step B, step A has to be complete. So always working towards the next step. Is that like working with intention?
Mm-hmm. That's not why I did that face. I'm going to turn my
face. You probably see ugly people.
I am.
But, yeah, I just feel like you work toward the next thing. Always just work towards the next thing.
With your end goal in mind.
Yes.
So not you're not just doing, I guess, going about it randomly. Yeah, that's true.
Because even with me and jobs right now, like, I haven't mm-hmm. really been looking for jobs because I'm putting all of my focus mm-hmm. into your business. The business. Like, I'm still searching for jobs, something comes up great, but it's not like I'm sitting here all day looking for jobs because I got money coming in.
Right. And that's a beautiful thing.
It is. Even if it's not a lot, but the fact that
it's something
and I'm doing it, you know, it just feels a little different. But if I feel like a survivor.
I'm a survivor. I'm not going to give it.
I feel like a survivor. Like, I found an alternative way to live that I never would have thought about.
If you hadn't lost your job.
If yeah. I hadn't lost my job. But yeah, like, I just work towards the next thing. Always have the next thing in mind. Even when I'm physically doing the work mm-hmm. for my client. Let's say a press release I just wrote. It's just being in the moment. I'm doing, like, I'm not distracted when I'm working, for real. So, you know, sometimes I pick up my phone, whatever, but yeah. I always get back on track. Like, I'm working with it, like, I'm with putting my energy into
yeah, that is working with intention. Keystroke. I feel like that goes into, like, the component of discipline
yeah.
with self-care. Like, loving yourself enough to, like, be disciplined. Like, I'm doing these things for myself, mm-hmm. for my betterment, for my health. Because mm-hmm. I think we just, like, we can get lazy, but in the name of self-care.
Mm-hmm. But is that, and that's where you feel like you got? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's not actually in the name of self-care. Because I'm not being disciplined. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day or week or weeks, I have to then make up for all of those things.
Clean up. Like literal and physical.
Yes, like literally clean up the mess or look at my budget and be like, oh, I definitely overspent on food because I didn't go grocery shopping mm-hmm. and cook and do these things I usually do. But my child is like worked up because my schedule is shot and he's just like, oh, we're still... not on schedule, great. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think that all goes together. Working with intention and then having the discipline to work with intention. That's all self-care. Like, I go to the gym because I have to be disciplined to do it. But it makes me feel good.
So you can't work with intention without discipline.
That's how I feel. I feel like the two go hand in hand.
That's good. I never thought about, like, that's part of, like, what does it take yeah. to be intentional? Discipline.
Yeah. The focus mm-hmm. to, like, I am doing this for me.
And so that's okay. many people lack self-discipline.
Yes. So hence why like, diets don't work or yeah. why they don't, like, move forward with their business because... not because the business idea wasn't a good idea, but because they lack the discipline to see it through.
So what's the difference between discipline and intention?
I feel like the discipline is what you need to put in that work. Okay. Like, and the intention is the, I guess, more of like that mindset of, mm-hmm. These are the things I'm doing to move towards that goal. The discipline is like, the grit behind it. Like, mm-hmm. yo, this is, I have to do this. And intention is like, yeah, I have to do these things. These are my, this is my plan.
To get this.
To that, yeah. I definitely think they go together.
Yeah. Because I never thought about
Yeah, because you that. Can't be, like, you're just wishing then if you don't have the discipline to do it. Like, I want to lose 10 pounds. Like, well, girl, if you don't go to the gym, you ain't losing nothing.
Right.
So you have to have that extra component.
That's real because when he was away, when Zakari was away mm-hmm. with his dad, I lost, like, 6 pounds mm-hmm. in a month. Mm-hmm. Just because I was able to have the discipline mm-hmm. to eat certain things, not eat certain things. Yeah. I'm not eating all the time. And yeah. then it went from that forming that discipline to the intention of I'm going to it just
because like
it just
intentionally happened at first, do these things
right, and then I intentionally started watching what I was yeah. eating. It all started from trying to save money and just cook at home, yeah. and then I started losing weight, which I probably gained back since him being here.
You think so?
I think so. Well. I'm not. I haven't. I got on a scale today. I was 202. When he left, I was 209.
So you're still down.
So I'm still down. But I know that I haven't been as disciplined.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been intentional.
Intentional about it.
Yeah. About keeping up with myself.
Yep.
So.
That stuff definitely goes together.
Yeah.
So and, like, we good. Think, like, indulging is the only way that we can take, like, care for ourselves. Yeah. Like, oh, let me buy these shoes because I deserve. Like, let me eat this cupcake. I deserve. Like,
sometimes self-care is you got to be hard on yourself.
Hard on yourself so that you can achieve that bigger goal. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, yeah, of course give yourself a break. Like, your teacher gives you a break. Your parents give you a break. Mm-hmm. Even God you gives
gotta,
you a break.
You got to check yourself.
You have to check yourself.
You got to check yourself because part of being an adult is having no one to check you. Mm-hmm. So you have to be disciplined enough to yeah. check yourself when you know that right. you're getting wild out here.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, that is self-care. Discipline. Yes, and get some discipline in your life.
And intention.
Intention and stop further causing issues in your life in the name of self-care.
Yeah, like overindulging in the name of self-care.
Like, don't compromise and say, all right, well, I've been celibate for 3 years and I just want to do something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go back to my crazy ex.
Oh my gosh, right. I need to go to my crazy ex.
Like, that's crazy. In the name of self-care because it's been really, really busy and life is crazy.
Life is crazy and I feel like I deserve it.
I'm going to go back to my ex.
Like, you deserve peace and that's why you left that man in the past.
Exactly. Now you're just inviting chaos.
Exactly. See.
In the faux name of self-care. So don't do that, people. We have rambled long enough.
It is late.
And you can probably hear it in our voices that, you know, it's been a day.
I'm tired.
I had a long day.
I want to see it turn 1 o'clock again or whatever it's going to do. Isn't that what happened? Oh no, it goes from 1:59 to 3. That's what happens.
Oh, yeah.
We lose an hour. Wow.
Well, happy daylight savings time. Because it's
so useless. Remember to check your batteries. Change them.
What battery? And your smoke detector.
And your smoke detectors.
Oh, yeah. Check your smoke detector batteries. What else do you do twice a year that you need to remind yourself?
Go to the dentist.
Change your oil in your car.
Maybe. That's more than twice, hopefully.
Depending on how much you drive. I ain't gonna be driving nowhere.
No, you're not. You have no miles in your car.
That I paid off. I told you I paid off my car.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're in the chat.
Yes.
Yeah, so. Finances ought to be love. All right, I need to know this ugly person.
No, this is a tweet. It says, I accidentally bought the orange juice with Pope in it. Pope. P-O-P-E. And this dude said, the fuck he doing in there? I love us for real.
Niggas be funny. And they don't even realize how funny they are. Like,
why?
First of all, why are you spelling Pope?
and why is he in? What are you doing in there?
Why is he in there? That's funny.
Oh, gosh.
Any closing remarks?
Drink water. Put deodorant on. It's about to get warm.
Oh, yes. Please don't be musty.
Please don't be musty.
It's day party season.
It's day party season.
I'll see you in Ozio.
Uh-huh.
It's down the street now.
We might be in a day party for my birthday.
Look, if I'm not moving and packing, I'm I know.
Boo.
Yay, because then I can afford to have money and go out.
To a day party.
Is it still Bar 7 down the street from?
Girl, no.
Where?
It's all closed.
I don't know these things. I've been so far
from. I'm going to try to merge my friends for my birthday.
What friends?
Like all of my different groups of friends.
I don't want to know nobody.
You already know them.
That's true. I think it will work.
Yeah. They're all like pretty much the same.
Yeah.
And then one of my work friends. We tell people we're cousins. People believe us because they're racist. They're stupid. She's Dominican. But she's black, obviously, but still. Like, one day, this other teacher was talking to her. Like, as they're walking up the stairs, like, having a full-on conversation. And she was like, wait, are you talking to me? She's like, oh, I thought you were Miss Cobb this whole time.
Y'all have similar hair?
Sometimes. Sometimes hers is in a wig. Most of the
y'all
time.
Y'all probably look nothing alike.
No. We don't. She's lighter, like way lighter.
They did that with me and my work friend Julie.
We don't
look. They straight up called her that me and much. Walked up to her and started talking to her as if she was me. And full she was conversation. Like, I don't even work for this company.
Yeah. We don't look enough alike to be getting mistaken for each other.
Okay. Well. So we're out of here, guys. Bye. We'll talk to y'all next time.
Peace out.
Bye.